Drama on One.
Sundays at 8 p.m.
rte.ie/drama on one.
Drama on One.
I'm Alan Stanford, and welcome to Lear in Longford. Our next scene happens in Act 5, Scene 3, which is the great final movement of the play. If the play were a symphony, this would be the great last movement. And so much happens. It's as though all the stories, all the themes, all the ideas of the play all come together in this one great movement. Lear has been reunited with Cordelia and is happy. Shakespeare is a very clever playwright. He doesn't write fairy stories with happy endings. He writes a tragedy. And the wonderful thing about knowing it's a tragedy is you know it's going to end badly. For Lear, who was once the most powerful king, to end up as just nobody, nothing, a pauper, that would be bad, that would be tragic, but it gets worse. Lear is happy to have nothing, because he's got the one thing in the world that he values, the love of that one special child. He can be content for the rest of his life with nothing else but her. And we see in this rather magic little scene his contentment at spending the rest of his life in a prison cell with nothing. That would be perfection, because he's discovered humility and love and the fact that nothing is all he needs. Now, to read this, we have Erica Elkershi as Lear, Sharon Devine as Cordelia, and Angela Butler as Edmund.
Some officers, take them away, good guard, until their greater pleasures first be known that are to censure them.
We are not the first who with best meaning have incurred the worst. For thee, oppressed king, I am cast down. Myself could else outfrown false fortune's frown. Shall we not see these daughters and these sisters?
No, no, no! Come, let's away to prison. We two alone will sing like birds in the cage. When thou dost ask me blessing, I'll kneel down and ask of thee forgiveness.
I'll kneel down and ask of thee forgiveness. Lear realizes that's where he's at. The Lear at the beginning of the play could never have conceived of doing such a thing. The Lear at the end of the play, having travelled that enormous journey down that enormous staircase to nothingness, realizes that the one thing he really must do is beg forgiveness.
So we live and pray and sing and tell old tales and laugh at gilded butterflies. And hear poor rogues talk of court news. And we'll talk with them too, who loves and who wins, who's in, who's out, and take upon us the mystery of things as if we were God's spies. And we'll wear out, in a walled prison, pacts and sects of great ones that ebb and flow by the moon.
And we'll wear out, in a walled prison, pacts and sects of great ones that ebb and flow by the moon. He really has diminished himself to being so insignificant. To become as God's spies, to look at the world from a prison cell and to laugh at it. The ability to laugh at all the absurdities of the world, the gilded butterflies. To talk about court news, who's in, we do it all the time. Every gossip newspaper does it. That's what we do. The first thing we do, we get the Sunday paper, look at the back page and see who's doing what to who, who's in, who's out. Take upon us the mystery of things as if we were God's spies. He now looks at the world with a completely different eye. It amuses him.
Take them away.
Upon such sacrifices, my Cordelia, the gods themselves throw incense. Have I caught thee? He that parts us shall bring a brand from heaven and fire us hence like foxes. Wipe thine eyes. The good year shall devour them, flesh and fell. Ere they shall make us weep, we'll see them starved first.
The good year shall devour them, flesh and fell, ere they shall make us weep. We'll see 'em starved first. I mean, that's a wonderful note of defiance. You can't make me cry anymore. You've made me cry enough. He's saying it to the world. He's saying it to everybody in power. He's saying it to everybody who's treated him badly. He's saying it to the whole of creation. I'm not crying anymore. I'm happy. I'm content. I'm with the one person I want to be with. So Shakespeare leaves us at this moment with a wonderful sense of optimism for Lear. He's found humility. He's found contentment. He is settled. He is at peace. But this is Shakespeare, and Shakespeare won't leave him like that. So, thanks to Erica, Sharon, and Angie.
Drama on One.
Sundays at 8 p.m.
rte.ie/drama on one.
Drama on One.